East Coast Breakfast.
Highway to Health, right now brought to you by KwaZulu-Natal Department of Health, growing KwaZulu-Natal together. And with that, we welcome Dr. Sandile Shabalala, head of KwaZulu-Natal Department of Health. Sawubona, Dokotela.
Good morning, family. Good morning to all East Coast listeners.
Yes, Dokotela. Welcome back.
Welcome back,
Dokotela. Yes. No, I'm thinking if 1st of April is April Fools, then at the end of April, the last day is April's Watch. It can't be Fools.
April's Wise.
Yeah. So this is good that we're coming back wiser.
So, Dokotela, we didn't get to talk to you on Freedom Day, Saturday, the 27th of April. We celebrated Freedom Day, which marked 30 years of democracy in South Africa. Briefly, Dokotela, can you discuss some of the milestone achievements of the health sector over the past 30 years?
Listen, if you think backwards, 1994, then at least 2023, who would have thought of finding a CT scan in a township? And that is one of those things that we are seeing now. Who would find an MRI in a township?
Yeah.
We've built a township hospitals that have almost everything. So the services have been taken closer to the people. I don't want to mention the number of clinics that have been built, but also the employment of healthcare workers. The other aspect which most people miss, there are people who would go into hospital not knowing what is wrong with them and leave not knowing what is wrong with them because the language was not a language they understood. The employment of all races has made it possible for me to be able to say, Mama, yini inkinga yami, and be able to get it and know and be able therefore to help myself. So there has been that progress, that satisfaction, and we think there is more that can be done out of all the things that have been done up to now though.
And Dokotela, how does now the department plan to continue on this good work it and improving healthcare outcomes for the citizens of Mzansi?
What we are doing now, we want to partner with the citizens. Remember, every right comes with a responsibility. You have to be able to say, I'm having a healthy lifestyle while the department is giving you everything that it can give you. And therefore, that's going to make it possible for us to spend less on health than what we are doing now. That can only happen if we partner with the citizens. But also, we want to take more services to the most rural areas. If I was to use Freiheit for one reason or another, there is a clinic called Siakatala.
We are tired
in Freiheit.
Yes, we get tired.
To go to that clinic is very far. That means there must be partnership between the departments themselves and the community for this clinic to be reached by the community, but also the roads must be fine. So there must be collaboration and integration.
Doctor, something very important. Can you please explain the purpose of African Vaccination Week and how the impact or success can be measured?
The African Vaccination Week aimed to ensure that we make people aware of the importance of vaccination, but also we encourage mothers and fathers, parents in general and guardians to take their children for vaccination. This aims to make sure that we prevent a lot of diseases. Let's make an example now. We are encouraging people to take the flu vaccine because we've realized that there are at least three viruses that are abound. One is the COVID. Two is the syncytial virus. Three is COVID. And if you are not vaccinated, yet you are diabetic, you are HIV positive, you've got other chronic illnesses, your chance of having complications from this is higher. So we want to reduce also these complications. And therefore, we want to ask people to make sure that they get to be vaccinated, but they must understand why do we vaccinate.
Dogatella, thank you very much. It was good to catch up with you again. We'll speak to you again soon.
Yes. No, not soon. Just 6 days from now.
East Coast Breakfast.